AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says now that a truce between Israel and Hamas has been extended for another 2 days, he's hoping for even more extensions.
With every single day, and this is the part of this hostage deal that probably doesn't get as much attention as it deserves, it has allowed for a surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
Kirby says one drawback is the pause gives Hamas time to regroup. The Pentagon says the five armed assailants captured by U.S. forces after seizing a commercial ship near Yemen were likely Somali and not Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A man in Vermont has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges, shooting three students of Palestinian descent in Burlington. A judge ruled the University of North Carolina graduate student charged with fatally shooting his faculty advisor has been found unfit for trial after two mental evaluations. President Biden convened the first meeting of his Supply Chain Resilience Council to strengthen logistics.
We always talk about the big issues, the big things. But sometimes the big things work or don't work based on whether or not the little things are in place.
The president announced 30 actions to improve access to medicine and needed economic data and other programs tied to the production and shipment of goods. First Lady Jill Biden is unveiling the White House Christmas decorations. Here's AP White House correspondent Darlene Superville.
One of the interesting features of this year's holiday decor is the First Lady is marking the 200th anniversary of the publication of a classic book and poem, more commonly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. When visitors to the White House walk into the grand foyer, they will see Santa Claus and his sleigh and his eight tiny reindeer suspended from the ceiling.
Magic, wonder, and joy is the theme this year, the Biden's third Christmas in the White House. This is AP News. NFL coach has been fired.
The Frank Reich era in Carolina is over after only 11 games. The Carolina Panthers fired their coach on Monday following the team's NFL worst 1-10 start. Panthers owner David Tepper announced the move hours after several news outlets reported that he used a profanity as he was leaving the locker room following a 17-10 loss to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Tepper hired Reich to fix one of the league's worst offenses over the past few seasons and develop number one overall draft pick quarterback Bryce Young. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Purdue is back atop the AP's top 25 men's college basketball poll. The Boilermakers got to number one after an impressive run through a loaded field at the Maui Invitational. Arizona moved up to number two. Marquette climbed to third. UConn fourth. South Carolina is still a unanimous number one in the AP Women's College Basketball poll. UCLA, Stanford, Iowa, and NC State round out the top five. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.